Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board, National Finance Committee. It is January 7th at 5:42 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:42 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of this committee. And we're going to start off by having our secretary, our Paul Martin, call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyce.
Here.
Don Crumshaw.
Present.
Marcus Jeter.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Manager Saba.
Present.
Raul Salvador. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman. Barbara Whipperman. All right, we have nine. That's a quorum.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so the first piece of business that we have is to look at our draft agenda. There's one or two notes that I just want to make. I sent it out at about 5 p.m. Pacific this evening. So I don't know if people had a chance to look at it. It's not too complicated, so I'm just going to read it out loud, and we can modify it as needed. Item 1 is roll call. Item 2 is approve agenda. Item 3 is approve minutes. Item 4 is the budget to actual reports. I have listed KPFA, KPFT, and WPFW. We were notified that KPFA is not going to be able to give that report this evening. So it will be KPFT and WPFW. And the last item. Sorry?
This is Marcus. I just sent you guys an email. I'm not going to have that report tonight.
Okay. Then we would only have KPFT. That's not good. Why not? What's up, Marcus?
I beg your pardon?
Why not? What's up, Marcus? What happened?
We just don't have it together. We don't have a business manager. Actually, I didn't know that I was responsible for a report in this meeting, which is probably my fault. But we just don't have it together, basically. So I will make every effort, as I said in my email, to have a report next meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Please try to get it together for the next meeting.
Not having a business manager is a really big, big challenge with pulling that kind of information together.
Item 5. Okay, let me finish with the agenda. Could people mute? There's a whole bunch of noise in the background, please. Okay. So the agenda was roll call, approve number 2, approve agenda, number 3, approve minutes, number 4, budget to actual reports that we can have, which looks like KPFT. And number 5 were a couple of chair's notes about the management letter, the realignment of the committee, and the BAI lease. I'm going to add an item about our next meeting date, and we can put that in maybe as item 3 and do it right away.
Tracy?
Yes, Michael.
I'd ask you if I could have a minute or two on the budget to actual reports to correct the misimpression I left last time.
Sure.
Thank you.
Definitely. Are there any other changes or modifications?
Or Paul?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. There is a motion from the WBAI LSB regarding the WBAI SCA fees. That's the subcarrier fees that are paid. And this is something that was initially brought up to this committee before any of us were on it, but it's still legally something that got passed, and this would be a motion that would basically reverse the committee's previous motion. So what I think would be good is if we... I think the thing is, I should give previous notice on this, and we should do this at the next meeting, whenever that is, And in fact, we don't have to add it to the agenda. I think right now I'm giving previous notice to bring up at the next meeting a motion regarding the SCA fees, the WBAI SCA fees. Okay? And I will post what I can about that. So I've just done it. I've given previous notice.
Manager?
Okay, Manager, go ahead.
I have a question, a request from Art Hall. Do you mind explaining to people what SBS is, SBA is?
Okay, very fast. Very fast. With radio transmissions, you have what's called a sideband. And it's not the main thing that you hear in your radio. Special radios can be made to hear this. You could broadcast separate programming on those. WBAI has two of those sidebands, and the people who put something on there pay a fee for that. The fee goes to Pacifica, and previous motions that it go to BAI were defeated, or else it was... Okay, this is 7 years ago when I wasn't on the NFC. I think the thing was, the motion was that it go to Pacifica, not to BAI, and that's the motion that exists right now. So this is giving previous notice that at the next meeting I will bring a motion basically saying the SCA fees would go to BAI. So that's the whole thing.
Okay, that is fair enough. We can go ahead and place that on the agenda at the next meeting. We will need to determine the next meeting date, but we'll take that under advisement. And, of course, you'll send the wording for the motion prior to the meeting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So are there any other changes or modifications to tonight's agenda? Are there any objections to tonight's agenda as amended?
Okay, so you're making the motion to...
Yeah, I guess I am.
Okay.
All right, hearing no objections, the agenda is adopted. So that will take us to the first item, which is, do we want to meet next week, the 14th, or do we want to take advantage of the extra week interval the PNB granted us and meet 2 weeks from tonight on the 21st instead, if that night is available, which someone will have to check. Fox?
Mark, I vote for the 21st.
Okay. Well, let's see if there's some reason why that would be a bad thing.
Governance is on the 21st.
Oh, a pox on them. Okay. What we could do, potentially, is we could meet at the same time, record our meeting and not stream it, which is okay as long as we post the audio.
The coordinating committee is on that night.
Monday the 21st?
Yep. Oh, Monday. No, Tuesday.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Tuesday the 21st. Oh. Okay, well, that's a conflict that we can't solve.
Can we...
On the calendar, the 22nd is open.
We could take that instead. What do people think about that?
Wednesday 22nd, you mean?
Yeah.
That's what somebody is suggesting, yeah.
We'll move from night to night. It's difficult for some of us who have other that night, and we have set it up and said, can I have any other meeting because these nights are...
Yeah, I know, it is. But we're going to have to go with the preferences of the majority of the committee.
Sure, but why can't we have it next week then?
Oh, only because some people didn't want to.
Oh, okay. Well, but
that's the only reason.
Yeah, I didn't hear many people objecting to it, but anyway. It's for, this was going to be 14th.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Let's just go around with a straw poll. The 21st, it looks like, is not going to work. But we could meet on the 14th, and we could meet on the 22nd. And just state your preference for the 14th or the 22nd, and the majority will have it. And if you really don't care and can meet on either day, just don't express a preference.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Monkey wrench here. You're not allowed to do a straw poll. I mean, we can take a vote. However, apparently the committee did vote to meet on the 14th, and so moving it would require a two-thirds. Just saying.
Okay. If you'll indulge me, let's do a straw poll to see how people feel. And if there is not a strong consensus for the 22nd, then the previous motion will stand and we won't go through that process. Okay? Is that all right, Paul? Can we do an unofficial?
Not legally, but, you know, I'm not going to stop anybody.
All right, well, it's going to be one of those times that I break the rules. I have these moments. So, Paul, preference for the 14th or the 22nd?
14th.
Manager.
14th, yes.
Okay. Marcus.
22nd.
Tony.
22nd.
Okay. It's neck and neck. Richard.
Good preference.
Okay. Jim.
Yeah.
Either.
Okay. Text doesn't care. John.
14.
Okay. Michael.
22nd. I already have a meeting on the
13th. Oh, jeez. Okay. That leaves me. I'll put myself in the no preference category. Barbara, are you here? Okay. Well, it's a tie. So deferring to our poll, I'm going to have to say not enough people want to change it.
Mm-hmm.
To account for two-thirds, so I think we're going to stick with the 14th.
14th?
Yes, unless some of you who don't care want to change that. Okay, it's the 14th. All right, so that brings us to 2 minutes approval. We have two sets. One set is December 10th. The other is from late November. Paul, what's the date on the first set?
November 26th.
26th, okay. All right, so are there any changes, modifications, or a motion to approve the November 26th minutes?
Bruce?
Yes?
Is the motion to approve?
Okay. Are there any objections?
Who made the motion to approve?
Michael Novick.
Michael.
Okay, approved. That brings us to December 10th. Is there a motion to approve, change, amend? Come on, somebody.
I move to approve the December 10th minutes.
Okay. Are there any objections to the approval of the minutes? Okay, so approved. That was good. Okay, so the minutes are done. So that brings us to the one budget to actual report that I hope we have, which is KPFT. So I'm going to hand it over to Jim, and what we'll do is we'll have Jim give the report. We'll have the ranking PNB member, Richard, add anything if he has anything to add, and then we'll do a Q&A. So go ahead, Jim.
Okay, we had a difficult first part of the year. The first, is anybody getting an echo? is that just me? Okay. The first fundraiser of the year came up short, and we never quite recovered from that. In the fourth quarter, we had a summer pledge drive in which we tried to overcome the lack of having CPB financing, and we also didn't have our real property tax refund. And so we took our budgeted revenue for the summer pledge drive, added the $53,000 for the CPB and $30,000 for the real property tax refund, and which was a pretty heavy task for the programmers. And we came in severely short, but we matched the budgeted amount for the pledge amount. We just didn't make up any of the deficit that we had for the lack of CPB funding and the lack of the $30,000 property tax refund. For the year end, the listener support came in about $90,000 short, about 10% short for the whole year. We also, in the fourth quarter, had a golf tournament that we thought would be more successful than it was. We didn't get quite the support, especially sponsorship support. And so that came in, as far as revenue, quite a bit lower than we had expected. But also we didn't have the expenses that we normally would have had if we'd had more individuals participating. In total, we came in about $120,000 short, which again is a little over 10% of the budgeted revenue amount for the entire year. That caused us a little bit more of a problem because we didn't have the CPB funding. We were short the final payment, which total of $53,000, about $19,000 would actually come to the station. We also didn't get the actual cash refund from the Harris County Appraisal District on the $30,000 for the tax refund, property tax refund. We did finally get a written judgment by the court saying that we're entitled to it, but we've had some problems actually getting spendable cash out of the taxing authorities. In addition, we've been paying, there's been a shared business manager between KPFP and WBAI, and during last year, we were paying the salary share of WBAI for the business manager. So we incurred an additional expense that was not budgeted. And a portion of that's been corrected going forward, but that also hit us for something that we hadn't expected to pay based on the budget. All in all, it was not a real good year for us at KPFP, starting from the winter fund drive when we were knocked off the air for about a day. It's kind of gone from there. Hopefully it'll be better as we go forward. We're in about the same position as the other stations at this point. Richard, did you have anything?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't. I think that I was, earlier in the year, I was asking, how do we, what's an echo? I was asking, how do we adjust our budgets to make up for these shortfalls before we go off the end of the bluff And I firmly think that we need to make some adjustments as we go along so that we don't just get to the end of the year and sit there with our faces hanging out saying, oh gosh, we missed it by $100,000. You know, we can't do that. We gotta be more realistic. And if we have to cut something in the middle of the year, we gotta do it.
Are there any questions? I guess to a certain extent we did that at KPFT. We did. We haven't hired. We don't have any tech people hired at this point. We have just for the website. We have that strictly volunteer. You know, and we're managing the best we can by not spending. If we don't have the money in the bank, we don't spend it.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I have a question. Does anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that the transmitter problems have played a significant role. Do you have any other sort of, either of you, analysis about why the fund drive fell so substantially short? Was there anything that was done differently and didn't work, do you have any insight into why the results were the way that they were?
I guess as far as, especially in the winter, I mean, we're just getting really hammered by Democracy Now, and we doubled down on Democracy Now. We're playing it twice, once in the morning, once in the evening, and any losses that we had in, I really can't blame it all on that, but especially this summer drive, to say that the results were abysmal would be giving it the benefit of the doubt as far as Democracy Now. It just didn't happen. And additionally, Democracy Now, the donors, almost all of them, or I can't say all of them, but we have a high percentage request premiums that are rather costly, unlike the other programs. So we're kind of saddled by, having the program, paying for the program, having to pay for the premiums, and not getting much of a benefit. And I think that is something that had been creeping up at the other stations too, but on some days, it was just tragic to see what we were doing, you know, in that program. So that's one thing. As far as the transmitter, we're about 50% power now, but it's not really, to a certain extent, it's not affecting a lot other than the southeastern outskirts of Houston. I don't think we could blame any of the problems with listener support based on reduced power of the transmitter. I don't think that's necessarily a problem.
Okay. Richard, anything to add? Or?
No.
Okay. Are there any other questions from anybody else or comments? Okay. Well, you know, let me say, like I always say when it comes to Houston, that, you know, the fact that you guys don't spend money that you don't have is appreciated, and it makes a difference. And it's a well-run station in that regard, but I worry about you guys getting a little resource-starved because you're not running an extravagant operation even when you meet the fund drive goal. So when you come up short like this, I think it really becomes like a scarcity thing. I mean, as you say, you don't even have a part-time paid webmaster. And I think even though you do the best you can with it, that's not ideal. So I hope we can find a way to get those fund drives back to where they should be pretty soon.
Yeah. And kind of bringing something here off agenda, what exactly is the status of the CPP money?
Oh, yeah, because we all need that.
I actually, at this point, don't know anything more than I did at the last meeting. I was hoping to get an update, and I've not gotten it. I was told January. It is January. So I obviously need an update that's more specific. I will try to have that for everybody by the 14th.
Tracy, this is manager. Sorry, I couldn't unmute myself before when you asked if anybody has a question. I have a question. I was wondering if when you said that you have been paying for the business manager for BAI, I understand that, and you have rectified that. So BAI has been able to pay you back, or you have stopped paying any more for BAI? And how long did you pay for BAI?
I believe we started paying for BAI, well, one business manager is handling both. This is kind of a general statement to everybody on the NFC. Our business manager has been doing both KPFT and WBAI's work as a business manager. I've been working 3 days for KPFT every week and 2 days for WBAI. There was supposed to be a split on salary that was supposed to start in the fall of 2012. And we covered it until there was it's my understanding, some kind of an adjustment in October of 2013. And so we are still picking up a little bit of WBAI's expense for the business manager, but apparently there is some expense being paid by WBAI. So there was no reimbursement for the first year of that arrangement to KPFT.
But now WBAI picks up its own, pays for its own.
No, it pays a portion of its own.
Oh, just for a portion of its own. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Question?
Any other questions?
Arpal?
Yeah, sounds like Arpal.
Yeah, this is just on what was last said. I thought the KPFT business manager was covering three stations, KPFT, WBAI, and WPFW.
I thought, it was my understanding back when this started, that originally it was going to be KPFT and WPFW, and then it expanded to WBAI, but for some reason, there wasn't a connection. I don't believe Markeisha did work for WPFW.
No, I believe WPFW's work is being picked up by the archives bookkeeper, Mariana.
Originally it was set that she was going to work with WPFW, but it was rearranged.
But I think three stations is probably too much for one person.
Yeah.
Which is why I admire Markeisha.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, so let me work through a couple of just sort of informational updates. And then we may actually have a pretty short meeting tonight because we're not going through as many budget to actual reports as I thought.
What are we? Is this chair's notes?
Yeah,
okay,
chair's notes. And I'll just throw stuff out, and if we need to discuss any of these items, we'll discuss them. I mean, that's up to you guys. So starting in reverse order, the BAI lease. I believe that it is appropriate to report out that a two-year lease for WBAI at 388 Atlantic Avenue is in the hands of the WBAI LSB, or will be shortly. And as long as they consent to the two-year lease, and there may be a little bit of flipping with the language, I know there's a couple of issues with the facility. But however that gets banged out, it is likely to be signed if the LSB agrees with that. So that's the status there. And that would be for 2 years. And I guess Manager and Arpal can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's
to the whole third floor of the building or something like that. So potentially, if money could ever be found, there would be space for a studio build-out at that location, and WBAI would be all in one place.
Is that the current location where they're broadcasting?
That's the current location for the office. They are broadcasting still out of rented space at City College up in Harlem, which is apparently wildly inadequate. And that is where they've been broadcasting out of since the hurricane. And their office was relocated to Brooklyn. So this would be eventually getting the studio and the offices into the same place again.
What part of New York is this Atlantic Avenue located? I'm not familiar with New York.
It's in the district of Brooklyn.
It's downtown Brooklyn.
Part of Brooklyn.
Downtown Brooklyn, specifically.
Very convenient to many subway lines.
Yes, it is, in fact. And it is, in fact, a couple of blocks from the atrocious Barclays Center. Oh, was I editorializing?
You're editorializing, but what I will say for people that are not from New York is that it's basically a central downtown location. It's not in Manhattan, but it is in the urban core, and it's well-connected. And these days, Brooklyn is possibly more fashionable than Manhattan, so it's a good location.
It's always been more fashionable than Manhattan.
Sorry. Well, I'm old. When my parents were from there, it was a little down market, but again, things change. Yeah, the location's good. The facility itself, from what I gather, is a little rough. But, of course, we're not millionaires, so we have to figure if it's a good location. The building might take a little bit of work, and that apparently appears to be the case. But it is a friendly, empathetic landlord, which is good, and a good location. So it could be a lot worse.
Anisha, can I just affirm that what you said about the third is only the third floor of the building. The building has two floors that offer, you know, added, it would be a studio. The second floor would be all studios. First floor also is like a community room. That's a large, good size community room that events can be planned there. Work.
Okay, so does everybody on the PNB agree that I stated that correctly? Because I was in and out of that closed session, so I just want to make sure that I said it right.
No, you have. The lease has been distributed to LSB members. Added and making comments about it, and tomorrow night we have a meeting hoping to work on that. And
okay, good. Okay, so since leases are important, I just wanted to, you know, get that information out to the committee and out on the stream, and so we've done that. Okay, committee realignment. This is just housekeeping stuff. All the LSBs should have elected their officers, and since you're all familiar, it sounds like all five LSBs reelected their treasurers.
No, WBAI meets tomorrow night for that.
Oh. Okay. Well, you will let us know, R. Paul, and I certainly hope they will realize how much we need you here. But we'll see. Okay, so everybody else has been formally reelected. I know that Barbara Whipperman was reelected. Okay, so everybody else is official?
Yeah, that's correct. KPFT is correct.
Okay, so a portion of the committee is sent. We will hear, I guess, from New York what happens. And for the five PNB members, you will serve on this committee until you are replaced. And that may be on February 7th at the in-person meeting, or it may be that they don't get around to it till sometime afterwards. But you basically have to wait until the committee assignments are completed for the next PNB. And at that point, the committee will switch up. sometimes that takes a couple weeks, so you should anticipate being off this committee sometime in February. And if we have a new treasurer in New York, that person would join us at the next meeting. But other than that, there shouldn't be any more turnover until the 5 p.m. BREPS turnover. Does that make sense?
Madam Chair, may I have to say something?
Yes, you may.
I made a comment a while ago about us blowing our budgets and not responding to the fact that we're not within budget as we go through the year.
Mm-hmm.
Can the committee respond to that? Is that, you know, there's a deafening silence out there. I would
yeah.
hope that the committee gave a damn and wanted to do something about it.
I think the committee does. And Richard, I'm just going to ask your indulgence and also our pause. As soon as I'm done with this report, we will bring that up next topic. I just want to finish what I'm doing. Is that okay? It'll be 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. And our Paul will take your comments in.
What?
All right. So that's realignment. There's one other piece of housekeeping that I just want to share. None of you are, I think, turned off your LSBs except me. And I am turned off the PNB officially on February 7th. I am not optimistic that the PND will get through the committee assignments at the in-person meeting. It's not impossible. In New York, last year we did actually get the Finance Committee done. But more often than not, it takes some weeks after that. So the committee will need to decide if you would like me to continue to serve as kind of a chair pro tem until the committee assignments are done, or if you would like me to vacate the committee when I vacate the PND. And if that's the case, you'll need to elect a chair pro tem to take you through until the committee turns over. It could be as long as 2 or 3 weeks to the end of February. I don't know, but it's possible. And we don't need to decide it tonight. I just want to put that out because I won't formally be a member of any of the boards after February 7th. So it may not be appropriate for me to cover that interim period.
And you just,
yeah, go ahead, Manager.
I really would hope that you would stay on because you have a lot of experience. I've observed, really appreciate you stay there and have a transition. If we have somebody, a transition to help the other person to settle in this position. It's very important, especially when we have lots of financial problems everywhere. And you can help a lot. And I'm really sorry that you are leaving because that has been my goal to learn from you. And on the side, I would like to ask you sometime between now and February to get a serious lesson from you.
Oh, sweet.
I'll second that motion to keep the chair in force till replaced.
Oh,
that was the motion, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, I wasn't asking you guys to decide tonight. I was just, you know, pointing out that it was an issue.
Let's do it. Let's do it and get it over with.
Yeah, let's, I don't know. Yeah, I think that was a motion that I'm very, I have a strong feeling about. Thank you.
Okay. So I guess there's a motion on the floor for me to keep chairing the committee until the PMB elects a new finance committee for 2014 and to transition it to the new chair at the first meeting of the new PMB. Is that what you're saying?
That's it.
At the first meeting of the new finance committee.
Yes, and I would appreciate it if you all, hey, maybe we can make a transition and set.
Okay, well, let's leave it at that for now, and I think that's enough.
Okay.
We'll see after that, but let's, you know, because we have to do things according to some kind of procedure. Okay, so that's the motion on the floor.
Without objection.
Can I read it?
Well, hang on a second. You have to ask. I'm just trying to get what the motion is. Did I state it correctly? Manager.
Did.
Okay. Richard, you're seconding, right?
Second.
Okay, because our Paul will kill me if I don't.
There's no second in the committee. Anyway.
All right.
I just want to make sure I have the wording right.
Okay, so Manager and Richard are co-offering the motion. All right, so there is discussion available if people want to discuss.
Let me read it.
Okay.
That Tracy Rosenberg continue as chair of the NFC until the PNB elects a new NFC for 2014 and the transition to the new chair will occur at the first meeting of the new NFC.
Yeah. That sounds like how it should be, I think. Okay. Is there discussion?
Tony?
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I just want to say let me give my commendations to Tracy for all the work she's done. I'm definitely strongly in favor of this motion. These are thankless jobs, and with her skill in finance, you don't really always get the credit that people deserve. So I think the work you've done for the foundation is great work, and continue the good work.
Oh, sweet. Thank you, Tony. Okay, and I don't want people to feel if they're opposed to the motion or they want to say nasty, rotten things that they can't. Okay, I won't hold it against you. So don't feel obligated to vote for the motion or, you know, that's not what we're doing here. I just want to make sure that we have a procedure because it is different when you're termed out, so.
I have a question. I'm not objecting. It says a new NFC for 2014 and transitions to the new the committee elects, because what happens is the committee elects the chair. So,
yep.
New NFC for 2014 and the committee elects a new chair.
Yes. If you would like to change the wording to until the first meeting of the new NFC when they will elect a chair, that would be fine. That's what I meant.
Okay, yeah. That Tracy Rosenberg continue as chair of the NFC until the PNB elects a new NFC for 2014 and the committee elects a new chair at the first meeting of the new NFC. That's what I got.
Okay. All right, if there's no further discussion, are there any objections to the motion? Okay, passed. All right, that takes care of that.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to second Tony's comments. Thank you for all you've done.
Thank you.
And please add me to that also for all that you have done beyond what we would have possibly expected.
Guys, it's not even our last meeting. We're getting all sentimental. Thank you.
We'll have a cake for you, but we'll have to eat it ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Well, you know how the PNB is. You just get off it. There's no party. Okay. All right, so last item. I mentioned this before. I'm going to mention it again. There is a management letter which has been delivered to the audit committee. It should also come to us. Hasn't yet, but it will. And what I would suggest for next year is that this committee review it apart from the audit committee, and then in whatever way you can manage it, have some cross-committee dialogue about the audit deficiencies and who's going to tackle what. It may be that the audit committee will have some energy to work on these things. I don't know. Historically, they haven't always. And if there are audit deficiencies, some committee should take responsibility for trying to mitigate them. So I'm just passing on that as soon as we get that audit letter, which might be on the 14th, but I'm not betting on it, that should become an item that the committee pays some attention to. And I don't know who the audit committee chair will be next year, but you should have some ongoing communication with that person. Because the primary thing the audit committee does is oversee the audit. But since we're using the same auditor, they won't be going through that long requisition process. So they may have a bit more time to work on the deficiencies. I don't know. But we shouldn't let it fall through the cracks. And without the FRAT, there isn't a committee that's 100% dedicated to it. So you and the audit committee will have to sort out who does what. Okay, well, that's the report that I had, so I'm just going to hand it over to Richard to restate what he wanted to bring up.
I just was thinking that it would be our what that echo, sure, sir. I think it would be our job to, as a committee, to address these budgets as they go through the year, not just to kind of look at them go by, you know, and say, wow, that one's going to hell. We need to be able to talk to the general managers or whoever, and maybe the LSBs, and say, hey, this isn't working. You need to change something. So come to us with some what your proposed changes are, so that when we get to the end of the year, we're not just out there in space someplace. Does it make any sense to anybody else?
Michael, do the stack.
Or Paul?
Michael, do the stack.
Okay, sorry. I muted. All right, R. Paul had actually called out for the stack first earlier, so let's go R. Paul and then Michael.
Yeah, I agree with Richard. The thing is, all right, first of all, yes, there are problems throughout Pacifica. Now, I reported last time, and I noted BAI for the first 11 months of FY13 was about $600,000 in the red, which is really not good. Although we've been batted around quite a bit, so, you know. However, I noted also that from that same document, the entire rest of Pacifica was about $920,000 in the red. So the entire Pacifica Foundation is in serious financial trouble, in my opinion, and I'm not, you know, one of the questions is why, and I'm certain we could have many hours of debate over that. But the thing that seems not debatable is that it is happening, and that we are seeing all of Pacifica in this really dire situation financially. And I don't see anything that says, oh, but this is very temporary, and in the next couple of months it's going to ramp right up. One of the problems, I think, is that we're not getting much information from, like, the national office, and you know, we can't see it. We're groping around in the dark, and you know, it's like we're in the tunnel and we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, which is the train approaching us, because if the light isn't on, that doesn't mean the train isn't bearing down upon us. And so I think we need to get more information precisely and see just how bad things are. You know, this first quarter of FY14 thing is hard to talk about because we don't have as much solid information as we would like. I mean, for BAI, I posted something to the committee's website, mailing list website, earlier on, and, you know, we are not doing great financially, although we're doing better than we had for the previous year. And I think we got to start saying, good grief, we're going, as someone put it, off the edge of a cliff pretty soon. I mean, I know BAI is borrowing from the other stations, and I know the other stations are not having that much to lend us. So I think we do need to have some sort of, if not dialogue, at least sounding an alarm or something that there's some bad, you know, I'll phrase it this way. There are some serious financial issues that are really, really current, and we've got to deal with them somehow. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. I think that Michael was next.
I would concur with most of the people have been saying. I did want to correct the mistaken impression I left last time in giving a report on the end of the last fiscal year for KPFK. I did identify the main problems that we had, which is that we were over budget on payroll and on the cost of premiums, but I left a misimpression because the document I was working on that had been prepared by our business manager subtracted the cost of an additional transmitter that we bought, which brought us to full power, when it should have been added. And so the deficit was not reduced by that amount, but should have been increased, which means it was a deficit of over 200,000 for the year. The ongoing problems, I think, are still there at KPFK, which the October fund drive that we did brought in a very nice amount of money, but again, a lot of that went right back after doing the cost of the premium, and most of the budget for the year's premiums was spent on that first fund drive. And we did a mini drive in December that was much better. It has much lower, or a much higher, I should say, ratio of what we got from, you know, in terms of the cost of premiums versus the produce, and came in, you know, basically had to go over to extend, I think, one day to do that. But the ongoing problem is still there, that we over budget on payroll unless some changes are made, and the new transmitter, which we do have two transmitters, would be over budget on the utility costs, and that can't be changed. We just have to come up with some other source of income. But I suppose last year we haven't gotten anywhere near doing. It's coming up with a budget that's supposed to build in reserves again. In other words, the only way you're going to get out of this is to raise more money than you spend, and to do that consistently over a period of several years, so that after you pay off the deficit from this incurred, you can start to put some money away again. And I think that that's really critical for this year, that we come up together between the LSPs and the local management and PNB and, you know, national management with a plan, a serious plan for spending less than we take in.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yes, manager.
Manager, right. Yes. Yes, go ahead.
I'm just lost train of my thought. First of all, anybody knows from the letter that went out for fundraising letter that went out for national office and resolved. This was end of the year letter that went out. I'm wondering if you have any report about that. The second is, I have a question. My second question is that is it customary that an office at every other station regularly, and have we been, I know that last time Raul was there about 2 months ago maybe, he gave a report of the national budget for next year, but not about the report of ongoing report. The other thing that I wanted to say, one of the problems I see model of fundraising that we have all over the Pacifica, selling material and asking people to buy, get things from us, basically purchasing. We are almost becoming, at some station maybe more than the others, I don't listen to the other station because of my lack of time, that we are almost like shopping net. Actually, sorry, I believe that this is totally antithetical to the mission of Pacifica and what each of our stations are doing. We have to become really creative and push for fundraising of alternative fundraising and strengthen our programs to begin with, going really seriously to our mission as a vanguard, you know, using vanguard ideas and art in art and every politics and everything else to energize, to give information to the public and also energize the base. We are at critical time in the political process in the United States. And if Pacifica doesn't take advantage of that and create the niche for itself as an institution that feeds into mobilizing and education, alternative education, we would be lost and we cannot get back. Therefore, I think that if we all come together somehow and also get the national with us to do grant funding, you know, serious grant funding and bequests and things like that, we would do much, much better and would be much more successful because there are many organizations that they would support Pacifica if we were doing a good job and right job. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay. All right. Is there any further discussion on this subject? I might weigh in. But
I had two questions. I need answer to them too. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, okay. And the two questions were, manager, maybe you could just restate them.
One was if we are getting regular reports from national
right.
office about their budget, what their budget and how much they have been raising and how they have been doing.
Right. Okay. And the
other
question?
One. And the second question was that if national office. From the letter last end of the year letter that was sent to you know send out
if you raised any money,
money
no.
for raise any money yes
right okay does anyone else want to weigh in okay then I guess I will well Richard's right in terms of we hear the budget to actual reports. Problems are, you know, brought up, which is good. And part of what you have to do is identify where the problems are and try to talk about what's causing them. But that then things kind of flow off the side of a cliff. And a couple months later, we get another report identifying somewhat similar problems. And it's sort of like, okay, what happened between these two reports? And the answer is usually not a whole lot. I think there's a whole bunch of reasons for it. You know, part of it is sort of what does an LSB treasurer do exactly? Do they work with the business manager? Do they work with the general manager? Do the general managers have the same perceptions of what the problems are? Are the general managers accountable to anyone but the ED, and can the ED, in fact, follow the ins and outs of a financial scenario for five different stations, realistically, as well as the national office and the archives and the affiliates? And then the other question is sort of, you know, the accountability back and forth between all the various actors. Do the LSBs get financial reports that are similar to the ones that the NFC gets? Are they different? So I think there's a whole bunch of issues involved. You know, our role essentially is to recommend things to the PNB, and accordingly the things that we recommend generally have to be like five stations in impact. In other words, we can address policy stuff. But it's hard to address KPFK needs to spend less money on X or WBAI needs to spend more money on more. I'm just giving examples. You know, those aren't the kinds of motions that we normally send to the PNB. And even if we did,
and the PMD passed them, that doesn't mean that necessarily these things would happen on the ground in the stations, as we all know.